Welcome to the Pro Photographer Journey Podcast, your resource for building the photography business of your dreams. This is Shamira Young, bringing you tips, business strategies, and interviews with award-winning photographers. We're all in this together. Let's get to the good stuff. Hey everybody, Shamira Young here, bringing you a marketing moment episode that focuses on, you guessed it, marketing. So marketing is something we should be constantly doing for our photography businesses, which is why I wanted to bring you a bite-sized, super actionable marketing tip that you can hopefully incorporate into your business. So I asked my previous guest from the previous episode what they're doing to market their business this week, and they shared what's working for them. So let's get right into the marketing moment.
The first thing is to take a look. If you're trying to get your work out there, decide who you are as a photographer. You know that famous line in Hamlet, to be or not to be. It's interesting because that actually, in that little sentence, Shakespeare was so wise. Because if you're going to be a photographer, bam, make that decision. Don't be half-hearted about it. You know, really decide for yourself. Okay. We're kind of down to the last part of our year, hard to believe, but we're, you know, it's funny, after Labor Day, it just seems like a slide to Halloween, and then it's Thanksgiving, and then it's Christmas, and then it's New Year's. So,
yeah,
we, you know, take that opportunity, it's hard to believe, but take that opportunity to decide how you want to close out this year. And what is the most important thing for you to do? If you've already got great work figured out and you've got your portfolio figured out, then take a look at, well, what's the next thing that you need to do? Is it getting off your butt and going out and meeting people? Mm-hmm. Probably. Mm-hmm. I would guess that's, okay, do that. Get off the phone, get off the internet, get off emails, and go get yourself into a physical interactive conversation with somebody. So if you're trying to get your wedding photography out, go meet some wedding planners. Mm-hmm. You know, offer to have lunch or tea or whatever. Get to know these people. If you're trying to get into that fine art environment, then go see some gallery owners. You know, it's taking that action that I think is going to be the biggest thing.
That's a wonderful point, because it's amazing how many photographers don't show up. So, wow. You know, communication is important, but just the act of showing up. When I moved here, even though there were a million photographers, when I go to these networking events, for example, the Chamber of Commerce, which has been so helpful with helping my business to advance, most of the time I'd go to these meetings, 99% of the time, there were no other photographers at these networking meetings. Now, there were other photographers in the chamber, but I was mainly the only one showing up. And talk about making connections, or, you know, strategic partnerings, you know, partner connections. I'm not a wedding photographer, but if I had been one, if I were one, I mean, we had wedding planners show up at these networking meetings, you know.
Sure.
I focus on business headshots and portraits, so I met plenty of business people. But no matter what kind of photographer you are, you're meeting all kinds of people, and they get to know your face week after week. I can't stress enough.
It's so true.
If you're enjoying this podcast, I ask that you please leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you're listening. The more reviews we get, the easier it is for people to find this podcast in search rankings. We want to reach as many people as possible and help improve our photo industry. I appreciate you all. Thanks for listening.